A civil society organization, Backbone of Good Governance, has praised President Mahama's nationwide accounting to the people's tour. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the executive secretary of the organization, Evans Amo, said accounting to the people is a pillar of democracy and the president must be commended for doing the right thing. Mr. Amo said by the tour, President Mahama is demonstrating to the people of Ghana how resolute his government is and how capable he is addressing the needs of the country.
We are up to contributing to the democracy practices in Ghana and in Africa. We are up to highlight, underscore areas of importance when it comes in terms of democracy. Today, several advocacy groups have come out. Others contribute, others criticize. We also play a neutral part in terms of democratic issues. We have observed and taken note of recent the President of the Republic of Ghana is going around letting people know what he has achieved so far when he was given the mandate 3 years ago. We have followed it closely and we are happy to see such thing in our democracy. Most governments, especially in Africa, we don't place importance on issues of the people who elected us, who gave us the mandate to lead them. But this presence is trying to bring to bear that area of democracy. And that is the key area of democracy, that when you ignore it, democracy doesn't exist. So if you want to experience and practice the totality of democracy, then the people should be the key factor when we want to do anything in terms of democracy. And we acknowledge and appreciate the step and the initiative this president is trying to bring to bear by going to the people, telling the people, this is what I have done. When you entrusted me with your stewardship, the resources you entrusted to me, this is what I have done. We are also impressed of the level of infrastructure development in terms of roads, electricity, and other amenities like football. We are aware yesterday he commissioned football stadium. He cast off for another gas project. It is very impressive. We are so much impressed about his performance and we commend him for that effort.
Accountability to the people.
Yes.
You said others are criticizing and some are also applauding.
Yes.
What is it that you are so much enthused about, President Mahama?
I'm so much enthused in that aspect of going to the people, accounting to them, telling them this is what I've done, this is what I've used your resources for, and this is what I intend to do going forward. Even when he hasn't started his campaign, despite this year is an election year, he has started letting people know what he has done. The resources, some of the debt, some of the loans have gone for, what he has used them for. And this is very impressive. And that is a very aspect of the president I'm so much enthused of. And I think other leaders should emulate it so that our democracy will be of a special one.
Is that not part of what he's supposed to do?
Yes, it is his duty. But African leaders has ignored it. African leaders don't do that. They only go to the people when they need their mandate. That is what shows that our democracy is now maturing. African leaders, even Ghanaian leaders, most of them don't go to the people and tell them the resources, the monies that you give it to your task. This is what I've used for. We don't do it. It makes our democracy incomplete. And I think we are getting to the level at which we are actually now trying to practice the full democracy, that we are being accountable to the people. And I think all Ghanaians should applaud the government or the president for that initiative. And others who may come after him should follow and practice him. I heard some other groups were criticizing the president of going around accounting to the people. I think it is of a bad note. I'm also impressed, and it also justified the level of the state debt, how much the country own now. And I want to assure you that the resources the government has invested this money in has the potential to pay back and yield several dividends for the next 20 years to 50 years to come.